Okay, we're on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and the five lines down in the Gemara. Okay, so we just said that Rabbi Elazar, with the situation of your the bull and a calf falling into the pit, can only take one out, and the other one you've got to feed down there. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, he says you do a bit of harama over here. And you take the first one out and you say, that doesn't look so good. And then you take the second one out, right? And then you can choose whatever you want to do. So that would answer our Mishnah, even though it seems to have a contradiction here, the beginning of the Mishnah says that you can drop payros down the skylight, and we're lenient on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. And the second, and later in the Mishnah, it says there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I'm going to say the ratio of the Mishnah, which is lenient with regards to loss of money, is Rabbi Yeshua, and the latter part of the Mishnah, which makes no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, is Rabbi Elazar. Okay, Amalei, now Abaye is going to push off Rabbi Yosef's proof. Amalei Abaye, Mimai, how do you know? Dilma ad kan lo ka'oma Rabbi Elazar, maybe Rabbi Elazar only says Hossom in the case over there when the bull and the bullock fell into the pit. Elad Eshab upon Osa, because you've got a practical solution. You can feed the remaining behemoth in the pit. Aval Hacha, but over here in our case in the Mishnah, where you've got the rain coming and you've got your grains on the roof, right, and they may get rancid. Delo Eshab upon Osa, there's no practical solution over here without doing slight Turcha. Look, I would say not, that he would allow you to do Turcha for Hefsid Mammon. So maybe the ratio of the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. Inami, alternatively, ad kan lo ka'ama Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is saying Hossam over there with regards to getting, you can accomplish and get both animals out of the pits and you can share whichever one you want. Yeah, Ella de Eshela Rubik, because you've got a trick over there. You can make it look as if you're doing it in a permissible way. Yeah, aval hacha de lo Eshela Rubik. But over here, you can't do it in a way of that people are going to think you're doing it for some permissible way on Yom Tov. You're only doing something to prevent financial loss. Lo, maybe Rabbi Yeshua would not allow you to do it. So we slugged up Rabbi Yosef's proof. So we're going to try and bring another source to resolve the contradiction between the beginning of the Mishnah and the latter part of the Mishnah. Ella, Amara Papa, Lo Kasha, Ha, Beis Shammai. Over there, the Machmir part of the Mishnah, where it says there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's all also is Beis Shammai. And Har Beis Hillel, and the ratio that is lenient on Yom Tov for Hefsid Mammon is Beis Hillel to Tanan. We've got a Mishnah which we have seen. Yeah, Beis Shammai Omrim, they say, Ein, you're not allowed to, Moitzin Loi Esekotim, you can't carry your kid out on Yom Tov, below Esa Lulov, and not your Lulov, below Esa Sefer Torah, and not your Sefer Torah, the Rishus Haravim, to the Rishus Haravim, because you're not going to eat those things. Beis Shammai only allows Hoitzah for the sake of eating purposes. Yeah, you can send some food to your friend, but not a Sefer Torah, right? Because and Beis Hillel, Matzirin, and Beis Hillel allow you to do these things. You can do sinis matorach shehutru l'torach, hutru namish alo l'torach. Okay, so let's speak it out. So according to Beis Shammai, that says you can't carry if it's not for food purposes. I mean, you can't do hotzah. So too, it makes sense. They won't allow you to do tiltul, meaning moving things around, right? Even though there's no hotzah. But since it's got no Tzorach Yom Tov, it's just for a Hefsid Mammon, they wouldn't allow you to do it. And Beis Hillel, who allow you to carry an Issa D'Raisa, right, for the sake of Matoich, right, you can carry it outside of Torah because you need it on Yom Tov. So they're going to be lenient, yeah. Let's forget that it's confusing to lead it, right. Beis Hillel allow you to do Hoitzah Shalol L'Tzorach Oikol Nefesh, right, so it's Shalol L'Tzorach the. Right, so they've also allowed you to do tiltul, yeah, to move things around, meaning I drop things from the roof to the floor, even though it's shalol haTorach. You're not going to eat it, oikol nefesh. So that's the proof of Rav Papa. But the Gemara pushes off, maybe not. Zim Elohi, perhaps not. Ad kan lo ka'omri Beis Shammai, maybe Beis Shammai will say over there, hosom ela ahotzah. That's an Issa D'Raisa. It's a reason to be strict, you can understand, right? Because a tiltul though, tiltul, maybe that we make up. It's only a drabonin, right? And there's a Hefsid Mammon over here, maybe we make up. So it says the Gemara, atul tiltul, right? Is not tiltul, meaning moving things around in your house, lav tzorech hotza'ah. It's also part of the hotza'ah process. Rashi says it's the beginning of hotza'ah. In order to do a hotza'ah, first you've got to basically pick it up, right? And so sin is that, and Rashi says, in fact, all mukta and things of the like, and I suppose of tiltul shel tzorech, is actually because of, yeah, of you may come to do hotza'ah. Or is what Gil asked, right? And then Rashi says, but things like food and kalim, yeah, we're not going to tell people you can't move those around because it's just going to be too difficult for people to keep yontov. So therefore, we're lenient. In a certain sense, you shouldn't be able to move anything around in yontov, but we allow you to do that. So now we've answered, right? So our Mishnah in the beginning, when it says that you're allowed to drop your grain down the roof, is Beis Hillel, that they're lenient, yeah, and the Machmir opinion is Beis Shammai, who said, and he's the last part of the Mishnah, which says there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontov. Everything that's going to be awesome Shabbos is going to be awesome Yontov, because they're not lenient with regards to Hoitzah, and so too Hoitzah Shalom Torah, and so Tiltul Shalom Torah. Mishnah. Okay, we've got a Mishnah over here, quick introduction. Yeah, we're moving into Tuchumim. Our new Tuchum is Tuchumim. Yeah, so Tuchum is, right, on Shabbos, a person has an allowed area which is allowed to move in, right? A person has a tchum. So I want to go first to camping, yeah? Let's make it a bit easier with when you don't have a city, right? Just like, right, so someone's camping, yeah? One person's camping in place A, and one person is camping in place B, right? So where do you measure your allocated area from? You measure it from your tent, right? So let's say, right, so basically he's got 2,000 mil, which is basically 1 kilometer, to each side of his tent, right? On all four directions, but I think he's doing it as a circle. Yeah, is it, right, so it's around, I drew a picture on the thing. 2,000 mil to each side, so altogether it's 4,000 mil. A mil is amas, thank you. Amas, which is, 2,000 amas. 2,000 amas, I made a mistake. 2,000 amas, yes, thank you, Brad. So here is, this is the picture I drew last night. This is the, I sent it on the WhatsApp thing. This is a tent, and this is a tent, yeah? So he measures this, the top guy measures his tent, right? His 2,000 amas in all these directions. And this, the bottom tent, we lost the guys over here, measures from here, right? So this is the common ground that they can carry in. Right, this guy can't carry over here because he's outside of his 2,000 amas, right? And this guy can't carry over here because he's out of his 2,000 amas to that side. Okay? Now, what we're going to say as well, that not only does a person have a tachum, but also a person's objects also have a tachum. Meaning that your objects are like you, yeah? So therefore, let's say this guy we want to borrow from this guy, yeah? He can't take, so his this guy's objects are limited, yeah? And can't be taken out past this point. So that he, even though this person could go here, right? He can't take this guy's objects to here. That's clear? Okay, we've lost our Zoom people. Is there any way we can get them back?